That was a song called Here by Elizabeth, apparently no second name, but she was on the bill at the Grampians Music Festival, so that was a good enough reason to have her join us on the show in musical style. Tom Guthrie and his wife Sarah made their first Grampians vintage 25 years ago, but the region was well known a century earlier. It may be difficult for many to visit the Grampians wineries, but the winemakers are doing their bit to make it easy to drink their wines. Tom Guthrie explains all that to Rita Ehrlich.
Tom, you and Sarah, your wife, established Grampians Estate some time ago, and it's the Grampians is a known and highly respected wine region, but you're very short of visitors from Melbourne at the moment, and I should think from South Australia too. So there's been this bright idea, seriously bright idea, to bring Grampians wines to anyone who wants them with Grampians Way, which brings you, or brings us, a dozen or half a dozen. Can you tell us how Grampians Way works?
Yeah, the Grampians Way is an online selling platform, and the winemakers have got together with the Ararat Rural City and put together these mixed packs so that if you go online to make the Grampians Way, you can find a variety of mixed wines put together in 6-bottle and 12-bottle packs. And you just go online, there's a shopping cart there, and you can get some of the Grampians premium wines delivered to your door.
That sounds pretty good. Now, the Grampians are known for their reds and for some whites. The Grampians is one of 21 defined wine regions in Victoria, I think. How far does it extend?
Yeah, the Grampians is obviously based around the Grampians. The actual region extends south to Dunkeld, north to nearly Horsham, and on the northeast towards Avoca. But once you're in Avoca, you're in the Pyrenees. And obviously Ararat and about halfway to Buanga, where it includes Mount Langiduran. So it's based around the Grampians, but really the eastern side of the Grampians.
And some very, very notable wines there. How many wineries are there in the region?
There are about 18 or 19 different wineries. Obviously not all of them have a cellar door, but their wines are available through the Make the Grampians Way. Many people would recognise the flag bearers in our region, notably Best, Seppelt and Matt Langiduran, but there are many smaller producers and wineries that have evolved over the last 20 or 30 years that are very much making a mark.
It's such a good area for grapes and for wine. Shiraz from there is particularly nice, but there are some gorgeous Cabernets too, as I remember, and some very fine Chardonnay and Riesling in particular. Is that right?
Yes, obviously Shiraz is our best-known variety, and indeed our Shiraz is known as some of the best cool-climate Shiraz in all of Australia, if not the world. And, of course, a sparkling Shiraz has a historical link to Seppelt and its predecessor. Many people call Great Western the home of sparkling Shiraz, but Cabernet does really well. Amongst the whites, we have Riesling. Most wineries produce a Riesling, and the Chardonnay, but there are also other varieties being developed and grown. For instance, we do a Tempranillo and a Grenache, but people trying Sangiovese, Nebbiolo. So there's inventiveness happening as well as the traditional varieties.
That's right. And you can't know what's going to do well until you've had a trial of it.
Well, there's two edges to the sword. One is what grows well. And varieties like Grenache and Tempranillo love the heat. So they're varieties for a warmer climate that we're all heading into. As I said, the other side to the story is what the consumer's looking for. And from my point of view, there is a strong trend towards lighter styles, easier drinking styles. Again, styles that go with a warmer climate and, as we're going to see more of, outside dining.
You talked about Tempranillo and Grenache liking warmer climates, but you described your Shiraz as a cool climate Shiraz. So where does the Grampians fit? cool climate or warmer climate?
That's a good question. I guess it's all relative, isn't it? When you look at the South Australian Shiraz styles, you're looking at the Barossa and McLaren Vale, and you're looking at full-bodied, bigger styles and perhaps higher alcohol. So what we have here is a more of a medium-bodied style, and we get the cooler nights, which give us these medium styles with lots of spice and pepper on the nose and on the palate. I guess that's relative when we're looking at talking about cool climate styles. We're really basing that relative to what we do to the South Australian styles. And as a producer of Grenache ourselves, when you look at our Grenache compared to a South Australian Grenache, it's a lighter style and with lovely aromatics, which you get with a cooler style of that variety.
Yeah. It's interesting how a cooler weather brings up the aromatics in wine. I wanted to ask you why you established a vineyard and a winery in the Grampians.
Well, I'm a fourth generation sheep farmer, and I guess as the sheep industry was, well, at a time when it was faltering and not doing so well, I looked at diversifying our farm income, and luckily our farm sits in a region that grows premium wine, and enjoying wine myself, I thought, well, look, here's an industry that I'd like to get into and develop and hopefully one day make premium wines as good as the other growers in our region.
You've got a lovely synergy with Lamb and Shiraz, of course. The two of them go together brilliantly.
Yes, so we've just opened a winery cafe at our cellar door at Great Western, and the feature item on the menu, certainly in my view, is the lamb pie, and it's made from our farm lamb and produced and baked by a local Great Western granary. So 1 kilometre from the cellar door is a small bakery, and they use local wheat and produce those pies for us at the cellar door.
That's very much local food. The area is very good for wheat, for lamb, for wine, and for olives and olive oil too. It's a good table that the Grampians puts together.
Yes, it's. We're very lucky to live in a region with a diversity of regional produce. And obviously olive oil and the olive groves have been around a long time at the northern end of the Grampians. Many of your listeners would be familiar with Mount Zero Olives and their range of products. And we're certainly proud to have them in our cellar door and as a flag bearer for top quality produce from Western Victoria. Look, I think whenever any of our producers, whether they be food or wine, win major awards, we all benefit, and it highlights what the region can do. And I know, speaking with my wine hat on, Bess and Seppelt and Matt Lange have won all sorts of awards, and it just highlights what the region does. Consequently, brings people to our cellar door when you're allowed to come out of Melbourne. We get lots of visitors from the city, and it further highlights, as I said, the quality of what's produced here.
You were also telling me earlier about a virtual tasting called Seriously Shiraz. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, Seriously Shiraz is an event that we usually hold each spring to try and draw people from the city and other parts of Victoria to our cellar doors by holding a range of tastings, dinners, various events. Now, obviously, we couldn't hold that this year. So what we've done is we're putting on a virtual tasting, and that's called the Seriously Shiraz. And well, it's under the Seriously Shiraz banner. And what will happen is that those people who buy tickets, there's 75 tickets for each of the three tastings. So each masterclass has 6 different wines, obviously 6 wines from different wineries, I should say. And you'll be taken through a tasting by a sommelier at the National Wine Centre in Adelaide, and he'll be hooked up with the winemakers of those wines. And together you'll go through a tasting of those wines. You will receive, once you've bought a ticket, you'll receive a vial, 6 vials with 100 mils of wine in each of those vials. That will be sent to you. So you need to buy a ticket by next Friday, and then in the following week, the vials will be sent to you, And then the following weekend, the event will occur and you'll be hooked up via Zoom with the sommelier and the winemakers.
That sounds really, really good. Now, how do we get a ticket?
You just Google Cirrusy Shiraz and you'll find all the details of the masterclasses and how to buy a ticket. You need to do so as soon as you hear this broadcast because tickets are selling fast. There are, as I said, there are three masterclasses described there. Grampians Estate, for instance, in under the Great Western Masterclass. So we've each put forward one of our special wines to go in that masterclass. And I think you'll get a great idea of what a great region the Grampians is for quality cool climate Shiraz.
We really, now there is no excuse not to enjoy Grampians wines, even if we can't get there. Tom Guthrie, Grampians Estate, thank you so much for speaking with us.
And don't forget, Sparkling Shiraz is one of the great wines that have been invented by Australians, and Great Western is the home of Sparkling Shiraz, and it's one of our local heroes. So I'll just throw that one in to finish off. Thanks very much, Rita.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Rita Ehrlich there with Tom Guthrie of Grampians Estate at Great Western.